Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues, the issues you care about. I'm your hostess, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, cocktails.
It's not a habit for when you're broke.
Yeah, I know.
Like martini, like for example, at my favorite one, I love, I call it 007.
007, James Bond, or what is that? When we talk about cocktails, what are they? This is an alcoholic mixed drink. Also, any bartender loves and knows a lot about cocktails. But do they soothe a heartbreak? Or is it good for your health? Or not very good? Well, tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. And now it's time to welcome to our show Lucy Lovemore, a Yali fellow and entrepreneur, founder of Dia Kanyo Trading Holdings in Johannesburg, South Africa. Please welcome.
Hi, Sunday. How are you?
Very fine, thank you. And also welcome to the show, a former heavyweight boxer from Tanzania, the land of Kilimanjaro, and the owner of Africana restaurants in Tanzania, and also contestant who became number 4 in the World Food Championship in Alabama 2016. The one and only Fetty Wiso. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Sunday, hi.
Hey. And in this edition,
Washington.
Washington is perfect and beautiful. Thank you for asking, brother. And welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing cocktails.
On the beach in Hawaii.
So when we talk about cocktails, there are so many places where you can enjoy so many different cocktails. But is this just a Western drink? Or there are so many other cocktails from Africa. They talk about Cape Town. It's called the mother city of cocktail. This is where all the South African and African trends are born. And the cocktail scene is no exception. So I spoke to an attorney, writer, cocktail historian, and also a cocktail columnist for The Daily Beast, and an author, A Drinkable Fist, a cocktail companion to 1920s Paris. And I wanted to know about his book and cocktails in general.
In college, I was an English minor and history major, and was introduced to the whole idea of the lost generation, all the great writers and artists who were living in Paris, living and working in Paris in the 1920s. And of course, Woody Allen did a movie on it a few years ago, Midnight in Paris. It's always been an era that fascinated me, all the literary and artistic talent that for whatever reason gathered in Paris after World War One, you know, from Hemingway to Fitzgerald to Pablo Picasso to Salvador Dali to Man Ray to James Joyce to John Dos Passos. You know, the list goes on and on, but it was just such a mecca for this amazing talent. And, you know, Americans were going there because, you know, they didn't like what they were seeing in the U.S. Things had gotten too conservative and too stifling. You know, a lot of people in the arts, they like to drink now and then. And, you know, Paris, the exchange rate was very, very favorable. If you had American money, it would go a long, long way. So you could live there very cheaply, eat and drink very cheaply, and be around other people who could inspire you and motivate you. You could collaborate if you were an artist.
For those who don't know much about cocktails, what can they learn about rediscovering some of the cocktails in your book?
Well, yeah, so I chose to look at it through the lens of what were they drinking and where were they drinking, and I used a lot of vintage sources. Fortunately, you can find a lot of old cocktail books online. So, yeah, I wanted to focus on sort of the watering holes, the great cafes, the Café du Dôme, the Café Rotan, the La Coupole, the Select, Closer de Lilas, of course, the great hotel bars at Paris Ritz and the Hotel Crillon. You know, these were all places where Americans and British and other expats would gather, and often with the locals. And, you know, to look at the stories that emerged from those days through the lens of what and where they were drinking, I just thought was a new way of looking at it. Many people have written books and made films about the topic. I wanted to look at it through that lens.
Okay. And as a fan of the Museum of American Cocktail, what are your favorite cocktails? And if you mention, have you tried any other countries like African cocktails?
My favorite drinks are the classics. I like, you know, the martini, the Manhattan, the Sazerac, the Negroni, the Americano, and gin and tonic, just simple drinks, you know, simple drinks that have stood the test of time. The Museum of the American Cocktail, I co-founded that with Dale DeGroff, Jill DeGroff, Ted Hay, Robert Hess, Chris and Laura McMillan, Jared Brown, and Anastasia Miller back in 2004, 2005, and it's still going strong. It's down in New Orleans. It's a great place to visit if you're ever down there.
I have visited, actually. You remind me of that place I did visit one point.
Oh,
yeah. Thank you, Philip Green, who joined us from New Jersey. Tonight, let's talk. We're discussing cocktails. Okay. So, of course, when you talk about a cocktail party, you find a lot of several different drinks. Sometimes a cocktail reception has so many interesting views and infusions of drinks from all over the world. And usually a mixer is bringing a lot of different things. So anyway, I wanted to know from you guys. I'll start with you, Chef Freddy Wiso. When you're talking about cocktails, when you invite people to a special cocktail party, what is your favorite and what do you like?
When you make cocktail, you have to start the mood of the people you're going to serve them.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
You have to ask some questions about them, la, 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 the theme of the party and everything. Well, but in the bottom is that they say you cannot buy happiness, but you can prepare a cocktail, and that's a kind of the same thing that can make a person happy.
Sure.
So you do a cocktail just to make people happy. Some people, they just had some fancy name, sex on the beach. Long Island.
Yeah.
Manhattan.
I know.
So when they have a time for that cocktail, some people, they go for the fancy name. Some other, maybe they say, okay, man, make us happy. Maybe yesterday we had too much yesterday. Want to have some stuff to regulate the hangover and everything. So you start the mood and everything, and then you make the cocktail.
Wow. I like that mood setup,
so
you know?
There are so many cocktails which have been branded before. They've got names before. But nowadays, people, they do their signatures, their cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
So the limit is the sky.
Oh, yeah.
You can make any cocktail of your own. You can name it the way you want.
Wow. That is something
it's
for sure.
This world. Yeah.
That is something for sure. What about you, Lucy Lovemore? I'm sure you enjoy a lot of cocktails in different ceremonies or different parties and get-togethers in South Africa. Let me know about what you like most and how they set you the mood. Do you think this is something that sometimes soothes a heartbreak or not really?
Look, I've never been a fan of cocktails. I do not like sweet drinks, pink drinks.
Okay.
And I always tease guys that drink cocktails to say,
really?
What are you doing with a pink drink?
Yeah.
You know, either you must be drinking a beer or a whiskey. I'm a whiskey fan. Whenever I take a cocktail, it has to be Sunset on the Beach because mostly it's the only one that I know.
Okay.
that's really the only one I really enjoy. I just like it when I'm lounging by poolside, when I'm out in Vicay, Devon. That's the only time I seem to have cocktails, you know. Sometimes just for a simple selfie. Nothing more than that, really. I'm a whiskey fan, so today I'm going to be listening more than talking.
maybe you know what? Maybe what Chef is talking about, Chef Freddy Wiso, that whiskey can go with something else that maybe you also like and you don't know, and he might tell you how good it can be, right?
Exactly. He might just help me.
All right.
Some kind of thing that I can use, you know, like something that you can mix. I mean, he's a chef, bartender. He might just give me a little recipe on how to mix a very powerful strong whiskey cocktail.
Okay, hold it right there. Cocktail is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, here in Washington with Freddie Wiso, the chef, and Lucy Lovemore. Right now, discussing cocktails. Well, I spoke to a business executive, Janet Mosha, from the economic capital of Tanzania, Dar es Salaam, and I wanted to know her take.
I like margaritas, all types of margaritas, and whiskey sour. Yeah, but I'm up to try anything.
Yes.
The only ones I don't like are mojitos for some reason. I don't know. I used to like mojitos in the U.S., but here I'm still not the real mojito.
So you haven't come across a real mojito in Tanzania?
No. They all taste just off. You know where? There was this restaurant called Fogo de Chao.
Uh-huh, I know that
restaurant. They had the best mojitos, I think. And so whenever I compare, and I've not tasted any good mojito here.
And tell me something about the cocktails. When you have your own cocktail, you're invited in a cocktail party, or you are somewhere seated at the balcony of your house, or wherever it is, do you think that cocktails are a status symbol?
Yeah, okay. They are, because of all the different, you know, the alcohol that is put in there. The liquor is usually expensive, correct?
Great.
Like if you contour whiskey, a good whiskey, gin, rum, all the good stuff is pretty expensive.
Yes.
So it is kind of a status symbol because, you know, just normal beer is, you know, maybe a dollar or 2,500 Ghanaian shillings or 3,000 or something.
Mm.
But a cocktail can be anywhere from 12,000 to even 25,000 shillings.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, you know, sometimes it's a little pretentious, you know, having a cocktail. It's not a habit for when you're broke.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
it's not a habit.
Like martini, like all the, you know, like the vodka, it's all, you know, the better the cocktail is going to be. If you have the really cheap stuff, I've never had one.
I never heard of a konjaki cocktail. I understand that.
You see?
I know.
It would be the cheapest cocktail. If someone could discover how to make a konjaki cocktail.
Yeah. So are you telling me that a cocktail is considered also a healthy drink?
I think I'm going to say that. That's healthy. The orange juice in there is the healthy part.
Oh, okay.
Of the mimosa, yes.
Oh, okay.
So that one is kind of healthy, don't you think?
I know, very much so. Full of vitamin C.
But, yeah, full of vitamin C. But a Bloody Mary, a Bloody Mary is just not, no, yeah, that's too healthy.
It's healthy too, right?
Healthy.
Thank you, Janet Mosha from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing cocktails. So back to you, Freddie Whistle. When you talk about cocktails,
mm-hmm.
you mentioned the sex on the beach, you mentioned Long Island iced tea. All of these are nice and wonderful drinks. As our friend Lucy put it, they have all these colors and everything. But do you think sometimes these drinks will help someone to soothe their heartbreak, to enjoy their moment, and maybe also a little bit a healthy point? Do you sometimes mix them with fruits so they can bring a healthy recipe on it? Can you do that?
Oh, yeah, why not?
I think if it's called a cocktail, you can do anything with it.
Yeah, yeah. You can eat some berries, like a raspberry, like a strawberry, right? A dice of a watermelon,
mm-hmm.
you see? And some fruits, like orange, citrus, and some pomegranate, some apples, and then you really enjoy it. But you have to pay. You know, when you go straight for a whiskey, like you say, she's in love with whiskey,
mm-hmm.
or bourbon, or scotch, that's fine. You can have a straight shot, and you tie to a fresh, yeah? But when it goes down, it's a joke, man. I thought you feel okay later on. I've never seen a person take a shot of a straight whiskey and then the face is happy. But when you take a cocktail, you just sip with a smile.
Take it with a smile. That will help you out, right?
That's a good thing. That's a good thing about cocktail. You take a sip with a smile because you have the best of your favorite and other toppings.
So, Freddie, when you talk about all these different fruits and cocktails, not all the time that these things are sweet. And sometimes they cannot be sweet either, correct?
Yeah.
So for that matter, Lucy, you can love your cocktail.
Really, I'm just asking myself, why is the alcoholic beverage so powerful?
Lucy Lovemore, you can be a self-homemade bartender, if you like to tell you, just to make some of these recipes once you have.
Yeah.
As long as Fred tells you what to do.
Mm-hmm. So you must just the recipes. And I will be able to mix it up myself. I've got my own. I've got a bottle mm-hmm. of gin.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be easy for me to start trying out new recipes.
Yeah, it's gonna be so amazing. Really, you're gonna start with some good stuff. Like you can start a cocktail with coconut water.
Mm-hmm.
You can set a cocktail with a coffee-based liquor, you see? You can do a good cocktail like the one I've made here in my business, Cabo Africano. I made Miss Africano. Miss Africano is a mixture of Amarula, which is coming from South Africa.
Yeah, from South Africa,
Amarula,
right.
Amarula and the strawberry juice and a little bit of water. Yeah, amazing. So lovely. In a very fancy glass. The lady with long nails and red lips, Miss Africano. Oh.
So it is about classy.
Yeah, it's very classy. It's very classy. That's why I said that I have it only when I'm out, like on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I need it when I'm by the beach, you know, just lounging.
Chilling.
It's got a lot of class that comes with it.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You are very right, Lucy. You are very right. Cocktail is not taken as a usual drink, you know, on special occasion. You can say a month without cocktail, but when you have a cocktail after a month for special reason, for happiness, success, it's not a regular beverage. So you keep on enjoying because the menu is so wide. You can make a tour menu of the cocktails.
Wow. And to talk a little bit of this history... Yeah. Of cocktail, the origin of the word cocktail, they say is lost to history. But the first definition in print come from a 1806 newspaper that was from upstate New York. And they call it a stimulating liquor composed of spirits of any kind, sugar, water, and bitters.
Mm.
So over the course of the 19th century, the cocktail picked up a number of additions and also refinements. And liquors, fortified wines, and varieties of bits of garnish, etc. And this is according to SeriousEats.com. So you can imagine this is like a long, long, long tradition, especially with martini recipe,
yes,
daiquiri, margarita,
Sunday.
Yes.
People of those old times used to put everything in record. And they wanted to be recognized because they did a lot of research to come up with something unique.
Right.
Cocktails, some food recipes, and they registered them, the copyright and everything. You must follow the recipe to make it the margarita, Long Island, that's in the page, one handsome, mojito, things like that. You have to keep in the proper recipe as it has been prescribed by the inventor of the recipe.
That's for sure.
What is you're making on? For example, as my favorite one I love, I call it 007.
007, James Bond, or what is that?
Yeah, that's
Bond,
yeah. James Bond is the vodka machine.
Okay, that's interesting. And I just saw one here that I'm sure Lucy will like this one. It said it's a whiskey sour. It calls for bourbon or rye, lemon juice, and sugar. If you want, you can splash orange juice in there too.
That would be my all-time favorite.
I can imagine.
I was just a triple shot of whiskey.
That will be nice. They also talk about African cocktails. They had some in Nigeria, and I'm sure, of course, our friend Freddy Wiso has Africando. This is your own thing that you made, right?
There's a Miss Africando, that's mine, my Miss Africando.
That's right.
And, I've got another one I call Le Boss.
Tell us about Le Boss. What do you mix in that Le Boss, my friend?
First of all, you must have a white glass.
Okay. Why is that?
Okay. And then white glass, but short, not long. Wide and short. And then you must have a shaved ice.
Okay.
And then you put some bourbon or some scotch, and then you put some colored liquors like sambuca or yellow sambuca or red sambuca or green sambuca. You put in that, and then you put some meya, put some white rum, and then you put rocks on top again, and then you put dash it with a strawberry. It's amazing, eh?
It's amazing, and I can't wait to see that, my friend. Very, very well said.
Le Boss. Amazing. Yeah. This guy's an expert.
Kenyans tried to brand their country, like in Cuba, they have a Cuba Libre. Kenyans, they've tried to make one of their own. They call Kenyan Dawa.
Kenyan Dawa. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. The Kenyan Dawa. Yeah. That's for sure.
That is used with gallon sugar, slice of lime, vodka, special smell is recommended, and the honey, and the crushed ice. And then you just mix it and then dash it with a lemon slice.
Maybe that will be something also Lucy Lovemore can try. The Kenyan Dawa, my friend Lucy. We're talking about other places in Africa.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, Kenyan Dawa.
But the minute I land in Tanzania, I want to tell of my breakfast, lunch, and dinner until I leave that city.
That would be nice. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Very interesting, Lucy Lovemore.
Yeah, I want to try them all, really.
All right, hold it.
If you go to a Nigerian, they have one they call Nigerian Chapman.
Nigerian Chapman, comprised of what?
They call it Sangria.
Oh, yeah, like the I know the sangria has a lot of fruits in it. The wine, the regular wine sangria. Yeah.
They make it from the grenadine juice or syrup. They make angostura. You know angostura?
No, what is that?
Angostura is sold in a very small bottle. It is wrapped with materials like a newspaper. It has a nice aroma, but very bitter. It is made from the roots.
Wow.
It's bitter. You just put a drop, not a drop.
Just a drop, because it's very bitter. Wow.
Yeah. So they make grenadine juice or syrup. They put a Fanta orange. They put Sprite, and the orange squeeze and lemon squeeze, and then they put a Ribena, black currant, whatever. And then a slice of orange again, cucumbers, apples, and then it's angostura bitter.
Wow. It has a lot of fruits in there, too. I know. That's danger. Well, hold it right there. You're tuned Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours, 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We will be back.
Dancing calypsos for you, my love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama, I no go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously, so baby, don't stop loving me. Oh, na 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 na.
This is a song for all the girls, all the girls in the building.
Na 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 na, yeah. Arabadi bidi bam 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 bam. All the girls wanna go rap bam bam bam. Wanna take me up a right drop up there, because I know she's gonna gonna baga bam bam.
Baby, show me, tell me what you think about this. I keep singing, telling people what you mean to me. If it wasn't for you, don't know what my life would have been. Darling, you're so true, and there's nothing I won't do. So I go day for you, spend time for you, and keep on for you. I go clean them for you, design them for you, till I make them for you. So I go day for you, spend them for you, and keep them for you. I go clean them for you, design them for you, till I make them for you.
Baby, you pass in my brain. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama, I no go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously, so baby, don't stop.
Yes,
one. Baby, I want you to strip down, shake up your bum bum. Two, if I spend my money, will you dance for me? Three, scatter the place like a upline Corona. Four, if I give you something, will you be there? Oh, ciao, Panama. One, two, do your Panama. Every day I dey keep on doing my Panama. Baby, love you, you love me, a Panama. Ah, Jack, Panama, oh, I love you, sweetie, Panama. Dancey, dancey for me, oh, Panama. I love you, baby, oh, my sweetie, Panama. Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love. I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me.
Not alone, I don't want a damn too sexy. Every day you are gonna drive me crazy. Me not gonna left your body, no, no. Every night, I'm on a battlefield more. Are you alone? No, I feel.
Welcome back. And this is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Right now, we're discussing cocktails. Well, that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored cocktails. A very big thank you to my guest, Philip Green, a Tony, writer, cocktail historian, and columnist for the Daily Beast in Washington, D.C., and a business executive, Janet Mosha, from Economic Capital of Tanzania, Dar es Salaam. And thanks to Lucy Lovemore, a Yali Fellow and entrepreneur, founder of Dia Kanya Trading Holdings in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thank you, Sunday. And this was a very interesting topic. I can't wait to go to Fred and to drink all those many, 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 many shots and cocktails.
Sure, anytime. I'm sure Freddie is ready, waiting for you. And also thanks to you, Freddie, former boxer and chef Fred Wiso, and the owner of Africana Restaurants in Tanzania, as well as contestant who became number 4 in the World Food Championship in Alabama 2016.
Thank you, Sandy Somali. Thank you very much. It was a very nice talk. Really, I enjoyed it.
Yes, sir.
I enjoyed to tell the world about the cocktail.
Same here. Much. All righty. Thank you so much. And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next to Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be cooking. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Modu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
This is VOA News. I'm